Hey, back here on Downtown on a Friday afternoon, Rich Kimble with you. Time for us to talk a little Black Bear hockey as the Bears take on Merrimack tonight. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We're joined on the telephone line by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was hoping that was you. I saw the phone light up. If it's not John, then some guy calling Vision Care of Maine is going to have to talk hockey with me.
No, it's me. We're good to go.
I'm glad to hear that. How are things down in Massachusetts?
Well, we're here at North Andover, in North Andover, Mass, at Lawler Arena, where the Merrimack Warriors play. Just getting settled in. They did a $3 million renovation, and you know how those go. Whenever you hear that, it means that your broadcast situation is worse than it used to be. So we're
oh, it's not just football then. Good.
I knew you would relate to that. Yeah, you see these renovations and you think, oh, this will be nice. But it's nice for the fans, which I guess that's the most important part. And then we take what's left over. So we're just trying to figure out where exactly they would like us to sit tonight to call these this game tonight and tomorrow. So once we figure that out, I feel like we'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, do we get everything we wanted in our plans? Oh, yeah, with that, yeah, that. Oh, geez, what about the radio guys? Ah, they don't care. They're coming anyway.
Well, when it gets to the point where we have to buy a ticket, then I'll be more concerned. But
well, I and you probably the same. Been in locations where if I bought a ticket, I'd at least have a better view.
Yeah, I've been eyeing a few seats here the last half hour as we're trying to figure out where I'm going to go that I thought about purchasing. But I digress. We'll be fine. We shouldn't complain, Rich. We get to do this for a living. We're happy to be here.
No question. No question about that. Well, certainly happy to be down in Connecticut last weekend for a terrific series against the defending national champs. So let's talk about that exciting Friday night win in overtime, 2-1.
Yeah, the fifth-ranked team in the country, the Quinnipiac Bobcats, Maine, toe-to-toe with them on Friday night. It was 1-1 at the end of regulation. And then overtime, the game-winning goal off of the stick of number 15, Brandon Chabrier, a sophomore defenseman. His first goal of the year, second of his career. And a fun story, that was the first shift he had in the overtime. They play 3-on-3 in overtime, so there's more ice, less skaters. And Coach Barr said that Coach Fortier, his assistant coach, said, put 15 out there. And Brandon Chabrier stepped on the ice, got the puck, and put a shot on net that went in, a great shot, and a great celebration after the Black Bears won it in overtime. So kind of fun to see a player like that who, you know, is not known for his goal scoring, get an opportunity in the overtime and get a puck past the Quinnipiac goalie, and a huge win for Maine on a night that was lots of emotions, of course, throughout the whole state of Maine. So a great win for the Black Bears last Friday night.
And on Saturday night, a loss for the Black Bears, and as coaches are wont to do, Coach Barr not happy with only coming away with 2 points last weekend.
Yeah, they didn't play very well last Saturday night. You know, they started to play a little better late in the game, but Quinnipiac kind of had it in hand. So it's definitely not as well executed as Friday night. So there's something that they're going to need to improve on the night number two. Can they play as well the second night of the series as they did on the first night?
Well, Merrimack got off to a little bit of a slow start as they went out to Arizona State and got swept, but since coming back to the Northeast, have played very well, three straight wins, and have racked up 13 goals in those three games.
Yeah, it's a very good Merrimack team, and talking to their media team, they seem to think that they could have won, you know, one of those games out there, and it's tough competition, tough place to play. So it's a talented team that has a few players that are injured as well, and they haven't seen Alex Jeffries yet this year in their first five games. He is a senior forward for them, and he's due back tonight and probably their best player. So you can look for Merrimack to get their potentially best player back tonight. Could really help them out too.
All right, for the Black Bears, what do they need to do to be successful this weekend?
Well, Maine's got to play, you know, continue to play to their identity, and that's speed and skill. And that first line struggled last Saturday. So hopefully to see them, you know, kind of have a bounce back here in this game tonight after a struggle. That's the Nadeau brothers and Lyndon Breen. Hopefully they can put together some good shifts here in the first Hockey East game of the year, because they didn't look too sharp last Saturday night. And the power play has got to do better, Rich. Power play 0 for their last 15. Those are opportunities, you know, as we talk about year after year, when you're on the power play, you have the extra player advantage. You got to find ways to score goals. The Maine had a 5-minute major last Saturday, so an opportunity to score multiple power play goals. They were unable to really get any good chances on net. Now, that being said, Quinnipiac has one of the best penalty kills in the country. It's very hard to get into Quinnipiac's offensive zone when they're down a man. For whatever reason, they're just very, very good at the penalty kill. But Maine 0 for the last 15, that's something that the Black Bears will want to and need to improve upon as Hockey East play begins here tonight.
All right, it's going to be a whole lot of fun this weekend. What time do they drop the puck each night?
7 o'clock both nights here at Lawler Arena, and God willing, I'll be able to see the ice.
My fingers are crossed for that. And by the way, we talked about it last week, but tip of the cap to you. You said you were going to come back and do things with the kids Sunday after arriving in the wee small hours of the morning. I saw photographic proof of that.
Well, my head hit the pillow at 5 a.m., and I was at Cameron Stadium walking around the track, watching some youth field hockey. My daughter participated in the Bangor Rams field hockey at 11 a.m., so I think that's pretty good. I think that's some good dad points there.
Oh, there's no question. But you're a man and a half, John Shields. I've said that forever. It's going to be fun this weekend. We'll be listening. Again, it'll be another late night tomorrow night for you.
Not as bad, you know. This is nothing. It's like a home game compared to Connecticut. But like I told you last week, you know, just because you could do some, you know, I was taking a nap at about 3:30, just like I also predicted last week. So the Sunday afternoon nap always seems to happen on these road weekends.
It's all about time management, right?
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. We all right, wish
well,
you luck.
Enjoy the last home football game tomorrow as well, Rich.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll miss you up there, but you got things to do, like, you know, finding a vantage point to be able to see the game. So we'll let you get back to that. Good luck, John.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you later.
That's John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.